I wish you a wonderful good morning. Nice to have you with us again. And let us start this wonderful day with a prayer. I thank you, Father, for this wonderful day. I thank you for the morning and the new chance we have to start with you, to live with you. And I thank you for your presence. I thank you for your ability to speak to our hearts this morning. And come, Holy Spirit, and teach us. Let us see something from your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. I have a very, very wonderful message for you today. God wants you to be happy. And not the kind of happiness that oftentimes we have an experience in that life. Like the people on the plane flying back home and suddenly the pilot says, I'm sorry, I have a good news and a bad news. The bad news is the plane got hijacked. But the good news is they want to fly to Hawaii. And so oftentimes our luck is very concentrated of a moment in this earthly life. And so we have many names for people who have luck. In German you say you have a pick or you try to find a little leaf, a four-leafed flower. But that has nothing to do with that happiness that God talks about in His Word and what we want to go into deeper this morning. How can I be happy? Jesus talks much about happiness. And you can open your Bibles with me to Luke chapter 6, where we find Jesus starting the gospel. We find it in Matthew 5 and also in Luke 6, where Jesus is talking about real happiness. And I want to warn you, it's different than we hope and think. So we find in Luke chapter 6, I read the verses 20 to 23, where it says, looking at his disciples, he said, blessed are you. So now it's coming. Are you blessed? Who are poor, for your yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who hunger now, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, when they exclude you and insult you and reject your name as evil because of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, because great is your reward in heaven. So Jesus is talking about a kind of happiness that is not found in media of today. You will not find many people talking about that kind of happiness and pursuing that kind of happiness if you talk to your colleagues or your friends you have. Because this is a kind of happiness not based on my circumstances here in life, but about a relationship that I have with the eternal God. And if you think about happiness, that's something we find in the beginning of the Bible, that it is God's plan for you and for me. God wants us to be happy. It's the reason why God created everything perfectly in the garden. But still in that garden, many things were missing. So God created heaven and earth, but it was bare and dark. So God went another step to create something. And then he planted seeds and did many things, created many things. But still it was not perfect until he told Adam and Eve to go and to work on the soil. So God did create the things that were very good, but not perfect, because it was a process of developing. So God does not, right now also, not just put us into a life of circumstances that are perfect in every way, but of circumstances that need to be developed, of a heart that needs to be developed, of a character that needs to be developed, of a faith that needs to be developed. And that's not a cause of sin, but that's normal and that's God's plan. And so it's very, very precious to ask the question, how can I become happy? According to what the Bible says. Because the Bible talks about a hope of happiness that is for this life, but also for the next life. And we saw now different verses that talks about the hope of happiness coming in the life to come, in the kingdom of God that is to come, when God one day will end up and finish this earth and will create a total new earth with new circumstances. But this hope changes my whole thinking, because I can be happy now because I hope for things to come. And this is not something that God is a sign of God's not being able of giving us good things right now. No, it's a sign that the thing that will come, the earth that will come, is much, much better than we have right now. We jump to the another book, James. James 1 talks about a happiness not being focused on what will come, but on the things we can experience right now. And we read in James 1:25, where James is using a picture that we can become more happy if we read God's word. If we read God's word explaining what God did inside of here. And he says that the word of God is like a mirror where I should look intently into every day and every morning. And it says here in 25, but whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. Some translations put it, they will be happy. So I will be blessed, I will be happy if I look into the mirror intently and all the time, showing me who I have become in the new creation, who I have become because Jesus paid for my guilt, and not only for my guilt, but paid for new life coming inside of me. And the Bible says, if I do not just hear it, if I do not just receive it, but if I stay in it, if I continue in it, and if I'm not forgetting what I heard this morning, but I through the whole day, if I reminding myself and also living it and doing it. So it's of little worth if I heard this morning, Jesus told me, if I'm poor, if I have challenges in my circumstances, I am happy. And then I live my day being sad. Because then I heard something, not really understanding why, but and also not having the willingness to be obedient, going through my day and still being like a tooth wheel in the old times watches we have and clocks. They work with many, many tooth wheels. And one wheel is turning, that means the other wheel will also turn. And that's oftentimes how we live. We say, yes, my wife, she treated me very nice in the morning. So she turned me a little bit more, so I can turn you a little bit more. So she treated me right, so I can treat you right. That's a very, very bad logic to live on. Because that means in 2 days, my finances, they turned me a little bit backside, so I have to turn you a little bit backside. So I'm totally living in my circumstances. If the circumstances are nice and turning me forward, I will go forward. If the circumstances turn me backwards, I will be turning backwards and also taking you with me. And that's not the logic of life. That's not the way to happiness according to the Bible. But oftentimes that's exactly the way we live. And if my finances turn me back, I can say, oh, I cannot be happy. If my circumstances turn me back, I say, I cannot serve with great joy. But if the circumstances which I pray for to change, if they really got changed, now I can be happy and thankful again. No, that's not the way that Jesus teaches us. And so let us really go deeper and ask the question, how can I be happy today? Because I do not want to be happy in 2 weeks, or in 2 years, or in 2 decades. I want to be happy right now. I don't know how it is with you, but I want to be happy right now and today. I want to today be a blessing for my family, for my students, for my colleagues, and maybe for you even. How can I be happy today? And the Bible teaches us. And so the Bible talks much about the meaning of life, not being the doing, but the being. And that has great effect on my life, because I stop being concentrated in prayer, only asking and begging things from God that I might receive. But I realize the meaning of life is in the first place being with God. And that is a great news, because we all fail. And in the moments of failure, when you realize you did maybe great damage to your marriage, you did great damage to your children, you did great damage to your parents, you did great damage to the relationship, to your friends. In times of weakness, of failure, of sin, it's such a truth that sets me free, realizing the reason I am here is not to perform well. Because sometimes I do, sometimes I do not. And the people who are close to me, they can tell you. Sometimes I perform wonderfully when I'm close to Jesus. Sometimes I perform miserably. So the meaning of life is not that I go up and down the waves when I prefer, well, everything is fine, I have reason to be happy. And then I fail and then it all goes down again. And sometimes it stays a little bit down, you know, my feelings. That's not the meaning of life. The meaning of life, having fellowship with God. And that means I'm more concentrated and focused, not what my circumstances tell me and what I receive as an earthly blessing from God, but realizing my being, my knowing God, my relationship and fellowship with Jesus. That's the meaning of life. And the more I'm focused on that, the more I have the hope of happiness. And my goal and our goal is, I think, to be more aware of the happiness we have already right now. Not being concentrated only of the happiness that is still to come, but the happiness I can have right now and for today. And the happiness is to see more clearly and more deeply, and to experience more that God loves me, that God set me free from everything that bound me, that God Himself lives inside of me. And one very precious word we want to read as a finish. You can open to the Gospel of John, chapter 15 with me. One chapter that I love very, very much. It talks about that place of happiness. That place and that relationship of happiness. It's not going to church from time to time. It's not trying to do better. No, it's having fellowship with Jesus, because that's the deepest meaning why Jesus came and died for you. It is not so that you can be forgiven once and have one another chance. No, it's that the relationship to God has been restored and you yourself are connected to the stream of life, to the stream of God's power. And so we read in John chapter 15, the verses 9 and following, as the Father, Jesus teaches here his disciples, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. And in 12, Jesus goes on to say, my command is this, love each other as I have loved you. So Jesus also, as in Luke 6, as we read in James chapter 1, he's reminding us we need to keep the commands. Not in order that God would love me, but in order that I become happy. We need to follow the commands that Jesus gives us, because they are the path of happiness. And they lead us away from the circumstances I trust in, that I have right now, or that I so earnestly pray for to change, it focuses my perspective, my eyes on Jesus himself and to the relationship I can have with him. And that being, like Paul says is oftentimes, that in Christ, that deep connection with Jesus, that is the place of happiness. So if you seek to be happy today, seek a close relationship to Jesus. Have more time in prayer. Have more time, not only begging for things, but having fellowship, telling God how you feel, thanking God for things, worshiping him, adoring him, putting your focus on him, how he is, how the Word of God explains and describes God. And that is the place of happiness. And I pray for you and for me that we can show the world that Christians are the number one group of people that have reason to be happy. Not because my circumstances and my feelings are always perfect, but because my God is perfect. And my entrance and my access to God is free, is clear, is quick, is fresh every morning and all the time. And that's what we can pray for this day. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you have not given up on us, but that you love us so much to teach us the way to happiness. And I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you want to see us happy. You want to want us to experience that fullness of joy as we just read in your word. The meaning of your commands are to lead us back to you. And you, the close relationship with you, is the place where we find true happiness, deep happiness, and fullness of joy. And this is what we want to taste and experience this day. Amen.